Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Did you know that the closer you get to Jesus, the more you'll attract others in your life? Because they can see the love of Jesus coming through you. The Bible says it like this: we become the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. You're like a sweet, fragrant rose or even a cologne that people go, "Ooh, I like that smell." Let's see what the Bible has to say about working together to reach others.
Thanks for joining us here on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. You know, the world tells us that we shouldn't count on anyone but ourselves to make our way in life. We don't need anybody's help. We know what's best for us. Now, as we continue our series called Better Together, we'll see that God's Word, the Bible, says the exact opposite. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource that will help you learn how to love, trust, and work together with your family, friends, and community to achieve common goals for your life. It's called the 40 Days of Community Study Kit. You can take a sneak peek at this great resource, which includes a 6-session DVD and study book guide, just by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Reaching Out Together.
God said it is not good for man to be alone. God hates loneliness. And so he wants us to be in community with each other. Now today, we're going to start with the end. The last purpose for your life is you're made for a mission. And God wants you to share his love with other people, with your friends, with your family, with the people you work with, and to show his love to those who don't know Christ yet, who are not in his family. Now, why does he want us to do that? Because God wants everybody in his family. God has never made a person he didn't love. God has never made a person he didn't have a purpose for. God has never made a person that Jesus Christ didn't die for. And so God wants us to share that good news, but you're not alone. God wants you to do it with other people. A couple examples of that are there at the top of your outline. In the book of Philippians, Paul says this in verse 27. Let's read it aloud together. You are standing together, side by side, with one strong purpose, to tell the good news. Now circle standing together and circle telling the good news. That's what we're looking at today. How do we do it together? How do I share with my friends that God loves them? And how do I do it in a partnership with other people? How do we do it together as a small group? Because we're to reach out together. The next verse in the same chapter says this: you've been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ. Circle that word, partners. We're going to look at 7 ways to partner with other believers, with other people in the family of God, to help reach your friends, your relatives, the people you care about most, with the good news. And we're going to look at it in a little acrostic I spell out, P-A-R-T-N-E-R, on how to partner to share God's love. Before you can do that, though, you have to make a choice. And you have to make the choice that I'm going to be unselfish. I'm going to start caring not just about my own life, but I'm going to start caring about other people's lives. And I'm going to care about telling them about the good news. That's the choice. Will I choose to do the right thing? Will I choose to be loving? Will I choose to follow what God wants? If you're going to fulfill God's purposes for your life, you have to make the choice. And the choice that says, first, I'm going to choose to share the good news with other people. Now, during 40 days of community, we have over 3,000 small groups meeting all over Orange County. Over 3,000. And we want to hear your stories. In fact, inside your program, there's a place for writing my 40 days of community story. Anything that happens in your life or your group or your community, we want to know about it. We've already been getting some reports in. For instance, we found out that a group of cast members in Disneyland are doing 40 days of purpose, 40 days of community. Now, I don't know if Mickey's involved, but Minnie is definitely involved in 40 days of community. I heard about a coffee shop over here in Rancho Santa Margarita that's doing 40 days of community in the coffee shop for people with English as a second language. I'm not making this up. I heard about a group that's doing 40 days of community on a yacht in Newport Harbor. That's the one I'm going to go to. Because they probably got little hors d'oeuvres with toothpicks sitting in them. I like those things. I'm not making this up. I know a group that's actually doing 40 days of community as a group on Amtrak on the train going into LA every day as they commute in together. I actually know a carpool lane, small group, that they got a minivan that has one of these drop-down DVDs, and they all watch it and discuss it going into L.A. every day in their carpool. Hopefully the driver isn't watching me, but how do we use these groups, these 3,000 groups, to reach out and show love to our friends, to our family, to the people we care about that we want so badly to know the love and grace and goodness of God? Well, here's how you do it. You partner together, P-A-R-T-N-E-R. P stands for pray together. Pray together. And the first thing you do is you ask your small group to pray for your friends. For your friends that haven't stepped across the line, who are still considering the claims of Christ, who don't really know God in a personal way yet. And you ask them to pray, and you pray together. You know, you can't force anybody to love God, but you can pray for them. And prayer can do what God can do. Prayer can melt hard hearts. Prayer can warm up a cold heart. Prayer can activate and arouse an apathetic heart, and prayer can change a stubborn heart. I have seen it done thousands and thousands of times. Prayer can do whatever God can do. You see, people can reject your arguments. They may refuse to listen to your logic, but they are powerless against your prayers. And it goes straight to their heart. And the cool thing about prayer is you can do it long distance. It's like you can pray. My wife is right now in the Philippines, and she spoke in a church there this morning, and in the afternoon, she's meeting with the president of the Philippines. I can pray for her and send a prayer all the way across the ocean, and boom, it goes straight to her heart. That is the power of prayer. And when you pray together and you say, these are the people I want you to pray about, God actually works. Now, what are we supposed to pray about as a group? Well, one of the things is in Colossians 3:4, the Bible says this. Pray for us that God will give us the opportunity to tell people his message. So we pray for God's opportunity to share with our friends and our loved ones and people we care about the great news about God. And as we pray for opportunity, you know what happens? You start seeing them everywhere. Actually, you got lots of opportunities. They're all around you. You just don't notice them. Would you write this down? Prayer makes me aware. Prayer makes me aware. When I start praying for my family, then I start seeing the needs of my family. When I start praying for my friends, I start seeing the needs of my friends. When I start praying for my coworkers, I start getting concerned about my coworkers. It changes my heart, for one thing. And so here's the first action step in sharing the good news. Make a group prayer list and then share it with each other. I want you to ask everybody in your small group, name one person that you would really like to know the Lord, but they don't know the Lord yet. And we'll all share those names. We'll make a list of 6 names or 7 names or 10 names or whatever. And then we'll start praying for each other's friends or each other's family. And everybody starts praying, and people you know and love will begin having a lot of people praying for them. And there's power in that. Number two, the A in partner stands for appeal. Appeal to common interests. Before you can share the good news with anybody, you have to establish a relationship with them. Before you can reach them, you must relate to them. So you find out, what do we have in common? What do we like to talk about? What do we have? Common experiences, common interests, common needs, common hurts. Do we like to fish? Do we like to golf? Do we like to cook? Do we like to shop? Do we like to sleep? Do we have kids? Are we interested in soccer or baseball or basketball or whatever? You know, here at Saddleback Church, we have over 200 different ministries because people have different kinds of interests. One of our ministries alone, the recreation ministry, has reached hundreds of people for Jesus Christ with his love simply by playing baseball with people, playing basketball or bowling or things like that. So the second step, if you're getting your group to reach out, is to make a list of the things you have in common. You ought to talk with the people in your small group. Say, what do we like to do? And you just make a list of all the things, and you find, well, you like to do that. Well, I like to do that too. And you share it with each other, and then you ask, who do we know who'd also like to do that, who isn't yet a believer? Who do we know who has not in the family of God, who probably would enjoy going to an angel game with us or would love to do that? And which of my coworkers or neighbors would like to do that? I know of a group where they're all San Diego Charger fans, and they love football. And so what they did is everybody in the group bought a season ticket to the Charger game, and then they all pitched in together, and they bought 2 more season tickets. And every time they go to a game, they take two new people with them to the game. And they just go and they have a good time at the football game. And then at the end they say, did you enjoy this? Yeah, that was fun. Well, you know, this same group meets on Thursday night over at Bob's house. Would you like to join us? Well, yeah, you guys are normal people. That'd be fun. And so you just have fun with them. I know a small group, they do a thing, they like to watch movies together. Now, this is different from their small group time, but they just hang out. And so they do a thing called Master Wing Theater. And every other Friday night, they get together on a Friday night and they make hot wings. And then they watch a movie together. And they just have a good time. Well, you see, that's finding common interests that people would like to do. So you pray together, you appeal to common interest. The R in partner stands for reach out in love. Reach out in love. Why? Because you have to have the right motive in reaching out to your neighbors and friends. Jesus said, love your neighbor how? As yourself. Yeah, you know the old cliche, people don't care what we know until they know we care. And so everything we do is out of love. Well, why are we doing this? Why are we even talking about reaching out to our community? Why don't we just focus on us? And we got enough people in our church. Why don't we just focus on making the love in our church warmer and stronger? Why in the world should we focus out on the community around our church? Why would we do that? Well, we certainly don't do it out of guilt. And we certainly don't do it out of pressure. And we don't do it out of duty. And we don't do it to make God like us because he already loves us. We don't do it because we're better than anybody else because we're not. We do it for three reasons. First, we have the greatest news in the world to share. If I had the cure for cancer, I'd be shouting it in the streets. If I had the cure for AIDS, I'd be telling everybody I could. But I've got something better than that. The key to purpose in life and eternal life. So what is the good news anyway? The Bible says we're to share the good news. What is the good news? Okay, here it is in a nutshell. The good news is this. You're not an accident. You're not an accident. You were made by God, and he has a purpose and plan for your life. And you were made to last forever. And God wants you to live forever with him in eternity. But he wants you to get to know him here on earth. He knows and loves everything about you, and he wants you to know and love him too.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Reaching Out Together from our series called Better Together. The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131.
The Bible teaches that we're better together and that we need deep, purposeful relationships with other Christians. Yet many people get tired of trying and settle for superficial connections or even retreat to a lonely life. Pastor Rick says you can experience healthy, vibrant relationships through community with other Christians. And that's why he put together the 40 Days of Community Study Kit. This 6-session DVD and workbook will help you find and establish the type of friendships you've always longed for. Here's what Vanessa shared. I never thought I really needed a small group, that I could handle life on my own, because I'm tough. But after a period of going through minor illnesses, I decided I needed to be in a group, so I started one. A few months later, I had to manage two separate tragedies. I felt like I was under attack. But it was my small group that got me through with prayer and faith. Never before had I needed to lean so heavily on other believers, and I'm so glad that they were there when I needed them. In a month where I could have doubted Christ, I grew closer to him because of the strong people in my group that I had been blessed with. Life is easier with a small group because they help carry you through the good and the bad. Thanks for writing, Vanessa. If you want to learn how to cultivate deeper relationships with those around you as you discover how we are better together, then call and ask for the 40 Days of Community Study Kit. We'll send it your way when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. If you like, you can just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
What is the good news anyway? The Bible says we're to share the good news. What is the good news? Okay, here it is in a nutshell. The good news is this: you're not an accident. You're not an accident. You were made by God, and He has a purpose and plan for your life. And you were made to last forever. And God wants you to live forever with Him in eternity. But He wants you to get to know Him here on earth. He knows and loves everything about you, and He wants you to know and love Him too. And Jesus Christ came to earth so you could get to know what God is like. And He died on the cross and paid for all your sins. So everything you've ever done wrong is completely wiped out and forgotten and forgiven. And He gives you a purpose for living in the present, and He gives you a home in heaven in the future. Now that's good news. Where else am I going to hear that kind of news? I mean, it's not like we're trying to give people rabies or something. Okay, this is the best news in the world, and everybody needs to hear it. So that's the first reason why we focus out on the community and not just on us. The second is out of a heart of gratitude. You know, if God never did another thing for me, I still owe Him my life. Just for the fact that He's forgiven everything I've ever done wrong, and He's given me a security of a home in heaven and a purpose for living now. And He's helped me with so many problems in my life. I owe Him everything. So I do it out of gratitude. But then there's a third reason why we reach out. And that's because the Bible says God is love. And when God comes into your life, you start loving other people. In fact, I'll be real honest with you. If you don't love anybody else, real simple, you don't have God in your life. You don't. I'm just telling you, may think you do, but you don't. Because the Bible says in 1 John 4, God is love. And you can't have somebody as big as God come into your life and not change you. And all of a sudden, you stop becoming less selfish and more loving. And you start caring. I want to tell you something. If I didn't have Christ in my life, I wouldn't be standing here, because I was a very selfish person before Christ came into my life. I didn't care about anybody. All I cared about was me, myself, and I, my needs, my interest, and the rest of you, forget you. But when God's love comes into your life, you can't help but start to love other people. And so we do it out of love. The Bible says this, there on your outline, because we loved you, that's the motive for reaching out in love. Because we loved you, we were happy to share not only God's good news, but even our own lives. And God says, when you share with people who don't know me yet, I don't want you to just share the good news. I want you to share your life with them. If you don't do both, it's not really love. And you know what the problem is? Sadly today, most people who don't know the Lord, who are unbelievers, who haven't stepped across the line, most people, they think that they expect Christians to reach out in judgment, not to reach out in love. Because there's this idea of, oh, Christians, they think they're better than everybody else. They think they got all the answers. They've got a higher standard of living. They put down everybody else. They look down their noses. They're just looking to judge everybody else. That's the common conception. Not the idea that we love people because Christ is in our lives. What is sharing the good news? It's one beggar telling another beggar where to get bread. That's it. I'm not any better than anybody else, but we just pass it on. And so they expect us to reach out in judgment, and a lot of Christians are more known for what they're against than what they're for. Let me show you a verse that may shock you. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians. It says, it's not my business to judge those who are not a part of the church. It's not my business. Why? You know, when my kids used to mess up when they were little, I took care of that. When the kids next door, the neighbor's kids messed up, I didn't handle that. Why? Not my kids. Kids down the street mess up, I didn't worry. Not my kids. They're not in my family. And so the Bible says, yeah, we're to take care of each other in the family. And if one of us gets off, you should come and tell me, hey, Rick, you're getting off. But let me give you a little principle. Never expect an unbeliever to act like a believer until he is one. Never expect an unbeliever to act like a believer. He can't, or she can't. She doesn't have the power to change. You see, there were a lot of things in my life I wanted to change before I invited Christ in, but I couldn't. There were some habits, some things I didn't like about myself. I could not change. No matter how much I tried. And I kept saying, well, I'm going to turn over a new leaf, make a New Year's resolution, etc. And I had no power to do it. That's why it's really kind of silly to try to make laws to make people act like Christians before they become Christians. It ain't going to happen. They can only do it with God's power in their life. So we don't run around here. When I run around here and I see somebody who's not a believer acting in a way that's kind of foul or stupid or selfish or dumb, I'm not out judging them. No, I'm called to love them and help them come to know Christ so then they can have the power to make a change. And I just remember, man, that's the way I was. Here's the action step. Ask God to give you a deeper love for other people. Ask God to give you a deeper love for other people. Now, before you turn that outline over, why don't you write this question at the bottom? How can I pray for you? One of the best ways that you can show love to a friend or to a family member or to a coworker who is not a believer yet is to simply ask them, how can I pray for you? See, that's not offensive. Even people who are atheists don't mind you praying for them. They say, sure, you know, if you believe in it, I'll use all the help I can get. Everybody wants to be prayed for. Everybody does. In fact, they're grateful for it. You know, I've asked this question of tens of thousands of people. Say, how can I pray for you? I've never had a single person in my entire life say, oh, please don't. No, don't pray for me. I don't need it. I don't want it. I've never had one person. Why? Everybody wants to be prayed for. So you just say, tell me what's going on in your life that I could pray and ask God for help in your life.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Did you know that the phrases one another and each other are used over 59 times in the New Testament? For instance, the Bible commands us to love each other, to pray for each other, to encourage each other, to serve each other. We're told to teach each other, to accept each other, and of course we're told to forgive each other. But here's the thing, you can't do that by yourself. You must do it in community. That's why you need a church home, and that's why you need a small group. If you're not in a small group and you're not connected to a church family, there are 59 commands in the Bible you cannot obey. Now, to help you understand what the Bible says about living with each other, I've created the 40 Days of Community Study Kit. And it includes lessons like belonging together and growing together and serving together and worshiping and reaching out together. And this study includes 6 DVD sessions, and each session includes a Helps for Host. And that's if you're starting a small group with 3 or 4 people in your home. It gives you tips on how to organize your small group. That's what I want you to do. I want you to start a Daily Hope small group by inviting a few people over to learn about living a life in connection, in community, in harmony, in fellowship. And you can do it best by starting with this 40 Days of Community Study Kit. It's your chance to get to know your neighbors and your friends who don't know Jesus yet. These are people you can invite to a group. I know they'll enjoy this study. Let me read you a verse from the Bible. It's in the Message paraphrase. It says this in James 3:18. You can enjoy a healthy, robust community that lives right with God and enjoys the results of that only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other and treating each other with dignity and honor. You know, right now, when you give a financial gift to support Daily Hope, I'll send you this 40 Days of Community Study Kit. It includes the DVD and the workbook. You say, well, how can I give? Well, you can write me, or you can give by visiting the website, rickwarren.org. And by the way, I don't take any salary or any income from this ministry. It's just a labor of love because I love you and because God loves you. And so when you give, you're helping expand this ministry into other areas around the world. And I just want to say thank you by sending you this kit. Thanks for listening today. You know I love you, I care for you, and I'm praying for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.